on rolling. Somewhat extensive. Of an agenda. All set? Alrighty. Alright, we are now reconvened for the admin portion of the meeting. We have three items on consent, and I move approval of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Alrighty, the next item is discussion matters. We have the jurisdictional determination is first on the agenda with Brian Johnson. I left something on my desk for this. I want to run and grab it if you don't mind really quick.
Sorry. I can get it for you too if you...
No, that's all right. Okay, sorry about that, everybody. All right.
So we received a request for jurisdictional determination from a company called Steel Reef. They've purchased a gas line that was under FERC jurisdiction and regulation for some time. It transported gas from Canada, I believe, into North Dakota. That was a shuttered in 2012. They've since purchased it, I believe, in 2019. They are now wanting to run natural gas liquids from North Dakota into Canada. And they requested jurisdictional determination to see if the pipeline requires siting. After looking at the pipeline and the law, it looks like they would be required to cite the pipeline. It doesn't fall within any of the five exceptions granted under 4921. So it looks like they would have to cite the pipeline.
Could you walk through those exemptions or exceptions?
Sure.
Brian,
they
don't meet it?
I don't have them in front of me. I'll try that. One of the big ones is that it's less than a mile. This one is just over a mile at 6,100 feet. And I really off the top of my head can't remember the other four.
If you like, I can name a couple more. That was the distribution and gathering lines, if you recall that one, and there was also the recent CO2 infrastructure and flow lines was also exempted from that. And I believe there's one more, Pat, that's the 4 inches.
Yeah, the 4 inches, yep. If it's 4 inches or less, and they're not going to trench it, if they're going to plow it in, is another exception.
So it's less than a mile, under 4 inches, or if it's a CO2?
Gathering and distribution lines.
Gathering and distribution, they're listed separate. So that's the five.
And 4 inches is if they're plowed in as opposed to being trenched in.
And this is how long?
6,100 feet, or just slightly above that.
How long is a mile again?
5,280.
Okay, so that's the one right there that just, I was just wishing that we could find a way not to trigger the siting process, but...
Sure. I mean, if they did provide additional information on whether or not it was some sort of a distribution line or gathering line, it doesn't sound like gathering would be applicable, but distribution could be, so that may be some information that they could provide and would be notified by this letter that as a potential. The other avenue would be for them to apply for the variance so that it could go into operation while they did the siting process as well.
And this part of the code that they cite is the safety.
Correct.
Where they'd be exempt from safety,
yes,
not
yes.
Siting.
And those, I don't know if they realize that those are two separate things.
Have you talked to them?
Just briefly and asking a couple questions for clarification on this. I have not chatted with them. I will be reaching out when we do move forward with the letter.
Okay. Are you guys comfortable with this?
I am. That's sad, but in the regulatory world, you have to draw a line. Mm-hmm. And if something falls just out of it, it's frustrating, but if you don't draw a line, then everything just falls out of whatever was just below it. I mean, we just had a NOV case that involved 1.3 acres of this, you know, 100 and some thousand acres in mine permits.
Yeah.
Are there any caveats in code where we would have any wiggle room whatsoever?
In the last legislative session, there wasn't a procedural mechanism that hasn't been used yet that may allow us, aside from the temporary operation, provide an opportunity for waiver of certain requirements, such as a hearing or so forth, throughout that. So that may be something that may be able to use if this may be a case that there would be some interest in doing that, since it was already, you know, previously cited by FERC and
right.
in the ground already.
Yeah.
So that's a mechanism to mm-hmm. still have to go through the siting process, quote unquote, but to mm-hmm. fast track it with minimal.
It would allow us to waive certain filing, hearing, yeah. and procedural requirements.
Yeah.
I think we should look at that and maybe reference that in the letter, since, especially the part that it was cited by FERC. I mean,
well,
like, I'm looking out for, like, the public interest in this. What is it in making them go through a siting through us? What are we looking for?
Sure. Well, with most of these lines, and I think Pat probably can speak to this as well, we're looking at how it's operating within the state as well. It's construction, operation, and maintenance. And so we look at what they have in place for their operations of that specific type of product as they mm-hmm. begin to operate.
Jack, to follow up on my question on the caveat that triggered this, and you said there are instances, would this safely fall within those parameters, do you think?
I guess previously we don't really have any precedent on that, so this would probably be the first time it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could be something, if the commission feels that it meets that criteria, that may fall for that procedural waiver provision.
Well, if you don't sense any dark clouds, you know, surrounding that type of move, which isn't the best way to put it, I'm more than receptive to it.
Sure.
Okay. I think that's a good approach, too.
Okay. And I know you requested, Madam Chair, that it be put in the letter, but this letter is mostly oriented just towards that jurisdictional value. I did talk with Brian, and we discussed reaching out to them and having a discussion of how best to proceed
okay.
as well. So he already intended to do that as well.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else on that?
I don't.
Brian?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Next up, Procedural Steps LTD Broadband. Jack.
I know that most of you are generally aware of what's going on, but there's a LTD Broadband. They filed for ETC designation back on May 7th. And subsequently, they had to have their long-form application for the RDOF funding. And maybe Pat would probably be better to describe what that exactly is if you guys need some additional information on that. And that had to be filed by June 7th. The deadline was not met on that long-form application. We had issued the notice opportunity shortly after, I think, our receipt of the application. The FCC subsequently denied, and then they requested a waiver to extend that time period to essentially get the ETC designation application in. During that, the FCC then denied that request for that waiver. In the meantime, advocacy staff was appointed and they filed in opposition to the ETC designation of the state. They felt that it was not, this company would not be in the public interest and getting that designation and subsequently that RDOF funding as well. I know they had some discussions and I wasn't available for that discussion on that day, but they discussed how to move forward, what type of hearing and procedure to follow. And in the interim, my understanding is the company also requested reconsideration of the FCC order, essentially denying their request for waiver, essentially to have them look at it again and possibly grant an extension. So we're in a status right now where if that is denied, then our whole issue is moot in front of our commission. The company, however, would like to proceed on the interim in trying to obtain ETC designation from us, from the state, so that in the event that I think that this reconsideration is granted and the application then is permitted to be to go through, that they have ETC designation to get that RDOF funding. And so the question is for the commission is whether, as advocacy staff requested in their latest filing, just hold this off on the interim, because if the request for reconsideration is denied, the issue is moot, or to continue to proceed and have a formal hearing on the ETC designation.
Is the FCC under any timeline for responding to the request?
I'm not overly aware of the FCC deadlines, at least for responding to the reconsideration request. I guess my experience with the CFR, there usually is a timeline to some degree. And I know at this point in time, the company has not filed their request for reconsideration, and I believe the deadline is November 17th, oh, or sometime in mid-November.
So we just know that they intend to?
Yes.
And advocacy wants to just hold off. You're the portfolio holder.
Well,
what do you think, Brad?
You know, a lot of times for renewals and such, we've done a lot of ETCs where we just had a notice of opportunity for hearing and there was no requests and we approved them. In this case, there was a request for a hearing. Had there not been, I think I would have requested that we go to a hearing anyway, because I have real concerns whether this company receiving ETC status is in the public interest or not. And so it's not a matter of us just going ahead and approving it or leaving this on hold. If we were to move forward, it would involve a full hearing, knowing that the FCC has originally denied their request for an extension of time from the June 7th deadline, and that now we're just talking about the company's intention to file an appeal of that, and then the possibility that the FCC might reverse themselves. I guess I sort of tend to agree with advocacy staff that maybe us going into a full formal hearing over this might be kind of poor use of staff time and resources to, as well as the companies. So I am fine with just leaving it on hold.
Because even if we set hearing dates, et cetera, then there'd be the whole schedule for filing and that staff would have to start working on. Correct?
I'm not sure.
Even if we set a hearing date.
Mm-hmm. Right. What we could do is...
It would trigger a whole bunch of work for staff to meet that deadline.
That's true. Or and we may be able to just go straight to the formal hearing at that point in time, too. But regardless, we could have the hearing, on the interim, if you guys feel that there's a good reason to do so. However, we could also wait for some response from the FCC, essentially that their reconsideration has been granted, and then immediately after that, file a notice of hearing. And so we could have that in short order after that. There would be a publication period on the interim as well, but it would probably be within 40 days. We could if we were really focused on it.
That is my preference to wait and see
what
the FCC does in response to it, if the company does in fact file the appeal.
I'm fine with that. The only kind of compromise approach I was sort of thinking about was finding out what the timelines are and trying to set a hearing date out beyond, just so that we would avoid that publication delay and then allowing that piece to be done, assuming that the FCC, but then also allowing us to see what the FCC does before we have to get into the hearing stuff. But it's probably too hard to predict, since they haven't even filed and we don't know when they'll file or what when the deadlines would trigger. So I'm comfortable, and the reality is we just don't have it. Enough staff available to pursue a case that may or may not come to fruition, which is ultimately the concern. If the FCC rules against them again, then it would be a waste of time. Any thoughts, Brian?
So my direction is then to essentially have the case continued out until receiving back a response from the SEC.
Got this.
Okay.
But Pat, did you have anything to add to that too? I know you used a little more in depth in the case than I was. I just recently brought in.
The only thing that I was thinking of adding was that we have issued a notice of opportunity for hearing already in this case, but. And so if an option would be to hold an informal hearing, if we're going to formal hearing, we would have to issue a notice of hearing. And I'm prepared to do that, prepare that on a moment's notice. I can have that ready.
But in this current case, we have a formal advocacy position against it, right? So that would not be normal to go to an informal hearing with a formal opposition.
Yes, typically, yes.
Right, to present a case.
Yep.
Staff to present a case. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay, then, Brian, did you want to outline kind of what you're thinking of in the fine discussion? And then we can at least get that staff thinking about it, information.
Why don't we just schedule a work session? Just put it on schedule.
Okay. All right. Then go down to MDU 230 KV transmission line, Morton County. Adam, we've got on here a work session schedule request. Have you looked at all that dates?
No, I don't have any dates on hand currently.
Okay. How soon would you like to get this?
Probably the sooner the better.
Okay. So next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I am out for NARUC. I am back, though, Wednesday, pretty early. And I don't know, you're gone too, Brian. Some next week.
Yeah, I'm gone Monday and Tuesday.
Is Wednesday afternoon available?
My afternoon is booked up.
On Wednesday?
And they want to add something to discuss on Wednesday afternoon, in fact.
Okay.
To discuss and scheduling.
Okay, so Thursday, Friday of next week, or do you want to look at the next week after that?
Thursday is a holiday.
Oh, it is?
I'm gone Friday as well.
Okay, next week.
Why am I showing a commission meeting next Thursday?
No,
it's COG, not a commission meeting. Never mind.
So you get the 17th.
So I guess it's not a holiday for Victor and I.
Did you say Wednesday the 17th, Brian? Like that afternoon?
We have a commission meeting in the afternoon. It's wide open.
Did we cancel something because of...
Yes.
I'm guessing.
Yes. And okay, so it's that's why I was having trouble finding it on here. It's not the 10th where I want to discuss them. I am booked up in the afternoon. I might be double booked, and I'm wondering.
Okay,
we got to clarify who's going to handle it
on the 17th.
On the 17th. That's why we're open that up.
If you already have a conflict, triple book.
Yeah. Well, we're here on the 18th, and I mean, we do have like the entire morning scheduled for that Basin hearing, which is kind of unlikely to take the whole morning based on experience. The last two, we could maybe be safe with an 11 o'clock.
You have an OMS thing that day, too?
I do, but it's a, oh.
You have resource adequacy.
Yeah.
Well, I like, if that doesn't interfere, I like the idea of scheduling at 11, and if you know, those, we don't start till 11:15 or 11:30, we can start a little later than the proposed time, just not earlier.
On the, so we'd be looking at the 18th at 11. I'm okay with that.
Which one are we even on, the MDU?
Yeah.
Number one?
Okay. Yep. We could probably combine these. Maybe we'll combine the next number 3 and 4. Okay, so let's go with the 18th, the work session on the transmission line at
11.
At 11 o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And then is the 19th available for you guys to do these work sessions on Bison, the Elite, and the Border Winds Courtney, the XL extension requests and the Elite extension requests. I was thinking maybe I have a 9 o'clock that day. That's maybe like
we
early
afternoon. Skip by the 16th if somebody booked up then.
I would prefer the 16th.
I have...
Commissioners, it's not on your calendars yet, but we're going to do an open records meeting that day, and then the afternoon of the 16th, and also on the morning of the 23rd.
Okay. That sounds fun. I have something that day, but I don't know the time.
Broached it, now we should make sure we get it on the calendar.
Yeah, that's the danger of these things. Okay, so the 16th work session, the afternoon is out on the 16th. Is that what you're saying?
All afternoon?
Okay.
But we could switch that time. That's an internal thing.
Yeah.
So if we went from 3 to 5 on, that's 2 hours for the work sessions.
That should be more than, I think can we not just schedule them together and then one runs right after the other? I think we've done that on informals.
No, their work session, as long as they're both adequately put on the agenda, that those are the topics discussed. Just like a special meeting, you would be able to
put them together. One right after the other.
For work sessions, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do that. Schedule, do you want to do it at 1:30 instead and move the open records thing to later?
I would be indifferent to that.
I don't.
Either order is fine with me.
I might be calling in that day. I don't know, but I was targeting the 23rd on the open records meeting.
Oh, we don't have to do both.
But I'll be available. No, we don't have to do both. I believe we just do one or the other, correct?
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better.
Not that I wouldn't be more than happy to
even
do it
more
twice.
Fun.
But once is probably going to be enough.
Less is more fun.
So why don't we do the 3 to 5 then?
Of these. Okay.
Work sessions.
So, number three and number four on scheduling is from 3 to 5 on the 16th.
Perfect.
Okay, and then the fines, the matter of having a review of the fining policies between divisions, etc. That's a good discussion to have. Does that take, will that take some time for staff to pull information together for?
I have some information that I've requested in terms of the history of the fines on the coal side.
Okay.
And for me, in part, it's just going to be to gain a better understanding. But there seems to be a significant disparity in terms of how we go about it, and just talking about, I realize they're different, and you're talking apples and oranges, but if there's a way to be somewhat more consistent as an agency.
Okay, it's a good discussion. Do we want to do this? Do we want to look into December, since it's probably not super urgent?
No, it's not. It's not what I would say, anything that has to be done.
Remember, we also have to schedule a work session on EK1.
Is that 23?
And that one.
We need that one sooner.
Yeah, that one's going to have to be before the, well, it should be otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to show up on the 17th, you know, either way.
Okay. Oh. Is the 15th a possibility for anybody? The morning, like 10?
No, I have SPP that day.
Okay, so that day's out. So then we look at, and then we've already determined the week of the 8th is bad, I think.
Yeah.
The 12th, did we say the 12th is out? Oh yeah, I'm out the 12th.
Well,
did we think
that those two work sessions that we scheduled back to back, I mean, some of the issues are technically slightly different, but a lot of the philosophy, I think, is the same. Yeah. I'm having a hard time imagining what we talk about for 2 hours on those.
I think we could probably put three things into 2 hours there.
What about today at, I'm on the right one. What about today at 3 o'clock?
Let's see. No better time than the present.
It's top of mind.
True. Let's see. Oh, after. I'm available.
I'd like to have it as early as possible if it's going to be today. And is there a other meeting really going to take an hour and a half? Is it
that much material? I mean, once you get started talking about that. We could keep it at an hour, and then if we need another meeting, we could add another meeting.
That might be a good way to do
sure.
it, actually.
So do it at 2:30.
And this is on, what was BK1 today?
Can we do that? I wrote down 21377.
If we've noticed a meeting for till 3 o'clock, do they in effect run simultaneously, or can we close out meetings early? Well, we can close them out early, correct? It's not like public input or anything.
You can close out meetings early if you want, but if there's a subsequent meeting.
We could reschedule. We could just change the time too.
We have time to reschedule.
Change it
that,
to 1:30 to 2, and then schedule the new one at, or 1:30 to 2:30, and schedule the new one at 2:30.
Okay, I have to explain. I have to explain. In the unlikely event someone's actually watching at this point of the day, we all laughed, and you can only see the three of us. But one of there was a baby went by, bounced by one of the employees. So, sorry.
So 21377 is this afternoon at 2:30.
2:30, perfect. Good idea. There you go, Brian. All right, what else can we knock out today? No.
You
haven't said a
big holiday celebration.
Let's hold on more earlier things. On the 17th, I have Lignite Research Council.
That's from 1:30 till 4, but they sometimes go later. I believe, at least for the second part of it, I'm also going to have an SPP meeting that I'm going to need to do.
On the 17th?
Yes. That I'm going to need to call in for. In the past, other commissioners usually had the Director of Reclamation and AML fill in for them. The two times since I've been here, once Jim and once Dean filled in for me, but I think I would ask whether one of the other commissioners wanted to do that instead of them, and so I guess I offer that up. If in fact the SPP meeting develops, did one of you want to do that LRC meeting, or should I have Anna?
I would probably have, based on a triple commitment that day already, I think I'm going to say no. But I do appreciate the offer.
Would it be beneficial to, I don't have a problem doing it, but would it be beneficial to have Zan, or would she go anyway?
No, they do not typically go.
That'd be a good experience, exposure?
Some parts of the meetings are quite technical and dull, and sometimes they're interesting. Yeah.
Technical and dull.
That's a great
spelling.
I think Zana should definitely go.
Sometimes there's big things. I know the case that I'm specifically working on, I don't consider real. I don't think most people would find it very interesting. But I don't know what else is all on the agenda yet. It's not out.
You know what? Why don't you just ponder it? I'm available if needed.
Okay.
Okay. So that's that.
Your sales pitch was terrible, by the way, but I'm available if needed.
And then we did the fine. Did we set the? No, we didn't do the fine one. So let's look.
Here we
okay,
go.
Let's.
Which fine?
The ones to discuss the fines. We
yeah.
But
yeah,
let's before we do that, let's do the holiday party. Jill, the list you gave me was based on what? Because I've got a conflict on one of those dates, so I didn't.
16th.
The last what? I mean, I have like three conflicts that day. So it's, and none of them are flexible. Okay, I thought you were saying we didn't have any other options. Okay, so 14th, these are, that's a commission meeting. 14th? Yeah.
No,
oh no,
15th
sorry.
Is commission meeting.
That day looks open for me.
The 14th works for me.
Of December?
See.
That would be timely. Fantastic.
All right. Hooray.
Probably.
Are you kidding me? We found a date.
I'm a firm maybe.
All right. 14th it is. That'll be fun. Always fun. And it's kind of fun to do it a little earlier. Spread out all the exciting festivities rather than cram it in the week when everybody's running errands at noon to finish their shopping. Not that anybody up here waits till the last minute.
14.
Okay, then let's come back to the fine procedure. We could probably do that afternoon after the party.
What could be
Seems
better?
Seems like a perfect lead-in.
Yeah, nothing screams Christmas like
discussing fines. Finding policy.
It's the season of giving, so.
So, like, is 1:30? Does that work? Wait, what time are we usually done?
Let's do it at least 2.
2?
It gives a little enough time.
Sure.
And we will be really alert at that point in
yes.
time.
the sugar coma will have not set in yet.
For me, it'll be a struggle, but I'll do it.
All right. 2 o'clock on the 14th.
I think I might have to bring like a, chocolate cheesecake or something.
Ooh. Sounds good. All right. I think that's it. Did we get
or
everything?
Something.
I think so.
Very good. All right. Now, Pamela, get those out as soon as you can so our calendars don't get overrun with other things. It's always scary when you have outsiders looking at your calendar for meeting openings, too. So, all right. I think that's it. We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.